Methodology. There is no methodology. I hate writing papers. That's why I quit grad school. But just to be upfront, this is mostly a subjective account coming from my experiences in television, although I could get 100 writers in a room who would relate similar frustrations in trying to get shows through the studio and network development pipeline and occasional sausage factory. At times, I've included newspaper or magazine articles or pieces downloaded off the web to illustrate a point or explain some aspect of the business, provide background information, or just because I found it relevant. As I said, this is mostly subjective, fueled by ambition, cynicism, envy, bile, greed, schadenfreude, anger, arrogance, and self-doubt. All the emotions you need to work in TV. Oh yeah, and hypocrisy. Because even though, thanks to the ratings race, network television is being systematically dumbed down, I'm still working in it. Part of that is financial. I make a lot of money when I work. Part of it's emotional in that I enjoy it. I'm not only addicted to watching TV, I'm addicted to working in it. But although this account is mostly subjective, the occasional conclusions are not simply my opinions. Somehow in this country, intellectual relativism has taken hold, thanks to the First Amendment guarantee to freedom of speech, which simply guarantees us equal right to express our ideas. They don't give each idea equal intellectual weight. Some are just dumber or less informed than others. Yet it doesn't seem to deflate those who, when they're all out of thoughts, put their hands on their hips and end the argument with a lame, "Well, that's my opinion." Frankly, in my opinion, opinions are what stupid people end up with because they either don't know or can't understand all the facts. The conclusions I arrive at are based on experience, observation, and reflection, and represent an accurate, okay, so maybe a slightly cynical, depiction of this reality. Of course, and someone's going to say it, so I might as well, that's just my opinion. Though I'm not alone, as most of this also reflects years of conversations with other writers sitting around bitching about TV. Though frankly, anyone out here making the kind of money you can make has absolutely no right to complain. Listening to a writer whine about lack of creative freedom and constant network meddling into a creative product should be a crime, particularly considering how most people have to suffer and sweat to earn a living. Writing for TV is special. It's privileged. If you're lucky enough to create a show that gets on or get staffed on someone else's show, your job entails getting paid a fortune to sit in a writer's room with funny people, make up stories, and laugh your ass off while people bring you food. It's been described as being very well-paid veal. Despite the erratic hours, not knowing if you're going to get home to put your kid to sleep, no one in the position of being paid to write TV has anything to bitch about. That said, I'm now going to bitch.